molecules of the air itself. These little particles in Earth's atmosphere scatter sunlight in such a way that causes our sky to look blue. A similar process was thought to occur over Mars, but since Mars has less air, it was thought that the blue color of the sky would be somewhat darker. When the Viking spacecraft landed on Mars, the first photos sent back showed a much brighter sky than expected. Special color controls were applied to give a blue tint to the Martian sky in those first photos handed out to the press. A day later, it was realized that from Mars, the sky actually looks pink due to the presence of fine reddish dust suspended in the Martian air. This is Stardate. We'd like to send you a copy of our new Stardate magazine. To receive one, send us your name and address and $1 to the University of Texas McDonald Observatory, Austin, Texas, zip code 78712. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Joel Block.
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
Has been disconnected.
Möchten Sie etwas zu trinken haben?
Dies ist viel besser.
Deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
We now return to our recording already in progress.
What did you say?
Can you say deja vu?
Good evening, Vice President Nixon.
Good evening, Mr. Howe.
Welches sind die Regenbogenfarben?
Is in my head.
If you do not push a key in 3 seconds, you will be disconnected.
Mein Bruder ist jünger als ich.
Get ready. Get set. Because tonight is the long-awaited night, where the folks at Brain Damage bring you part two of our special on Satanism in music. Brought to us by an expert and a few non-experts as well. Stick around. We think you're going to like it. Well, maybe you won't like Satanism. I don't know. Maybe you will. It's America, you know? Free to like all kinds of weird things. But you're going to hear a lot. You're going to hear a lot crammed into the 1 hour and 52 minutes we have left. And part of what you will hear will be yourself, if you so choose. You can call us up and give us your words of wisdom, but the words of wisdom that we're going to start out with come from a magazine that one of you wise guys signed me up for, and I now get it every week in the mail. Actually, I guess it's every month, or maybe it's every 2 months. Let me check out this thing here. Magazine, by the way, is The Plain Truth. I'm sure you see it all over the place. A couple of years ago, it wasn't all over the place. You would be able to get a free subscription. But now you see the newspaper stands and supermarkets and brothels and everywhere. Everywhere you go, this Plain Truth is sitting there staring you in the face. Makes you feel guilty because, you know, no matter what you do, it's not good enough for the Plain Truth, I'm sure. Subscriptions are free somehow. I don't know how they manage this. These people never ask for money, but they seem to have an awful lot of it. Don't know. They claim that God pays their way somehow through divine intervention, that kind of thing. In any event, it's published bi-monthly. No, I'm sorry, it's published... Okay, here we go. It's published in 7 languages monthly, except bi-monthly May, June, and November, December. That's what I have now. I have the November, December issue. They're published by the Worldwide Church of God. It's good to have God as a member of your church, don't you think? And that's in Pasadena, California. And I'm not going to tell you how to subscribe because it's easy enough to find out. And Lord knows they don't say anything about us in their magazine. So why should I say something about them on our airwaves? In any event, we're going to look at this article called Teen Satanism. It's not just a harmless bit of fun. And the quote that they give from it, the quote that sort of sums up the whole article: it used to be that young people only rarely thought about the supernatural, but today they are really inundated by it on a daily basis. Yes, you teenagers, we know what you're up to. We're watching. You're a strange generation. What's especially funny about this is people tuning in tonight may very well be on their way to find a new religious station that signed on a couple of weeks ago, right almost smack next to us. Or we may be getting a couple of stragglers from that station who are exploring the rest of the dial around that beacon of truth. Well, if you're lost and if you found your way to our signal at 90.1 FM, stick around a little bit. We want to talk to you. We want to draw you into our world. We want to save you. Save you from organized religion. That's true, folks. Organized religion. Think about it. Let's get into the article. And then we'll do some preaching or teaching about the evils of organized religion. We'll have a special call from God himself. He called last week. Maybe he'll call again this week. Had some trouble getting through, but hell, even God can't get through this clogged up phone system sometimes. Anyway, teen Satanism. By now you have probably seen the stories of the impact of the occult on teenagers. These tragic events are not tabloid sensationalism, but sober news reported by the wire services. Item. Don't you just hate it when people say that? Tough. Item. A teenager pleads guilty to the murder of a police officer, claiming a demon told him to do it at a seance the night before the killing. Item. A teenage girl commits suicide, leaving behind a diary containing elaborate drawings of satanic scenes. Item. Non-taxable. A 14-year-old boy preoccupied with books on the occult claims to have had a vision of Satan, after which he kills his mother. Item. A young man chops off his left hand and stabs himself in the chest with his remaining hand as part of an occult ritual to purify his body. Item. A 15-year-old self-styled Satanist kills his brother with a shotgun as a sacrifice to the Prince of Darkness. Such cases can be cited from virtually every country in the developed Western world. Psychologists and law enforcement officials are alarmed, and rightfully so. The occult is not just a harmless bit of fun. Parents have asked us, how do such things get started? And what can I do to protect my children? It used to be that young people only rarely thought about the supernatural, on Halloween, for example. But today, they are really inundated by it on a daily basis, mostly through fundamentalists like us. Teens and preteens watch cartoons and read comic books with strong supernatural and black magic content. Many listen to heavy metal music, emphasizing violence and occult subject matter. They play video games and board games, such as the popular, dare I say it, Dungeons and Dragons, in which elements of magic and witchcraft are an integral part of the action. Many children and their parents have seen these as harmless fun. But the supernatural holds a strong fascination for young minds. Children are naturally drawn to it. It intrigues them. They are curious and want to know more. Knowing something about the occult, about black magic or witchcraft, gives some children a feeling of superiority and an increased sense of worth. They know something secret and mysterious that others do not know. Once they become involved, many are drawn deeper and deeper into it, whether it be fantasy games, the study of occult literature, or participation in magic rituals. For some children, it can become an obsession. Some players of fantasy games, for example, begin to withdraw into their own private fantasy world, and it becomes increasingly difficult to bring them out. All too often, parents have no idea what is taking place. For some impressionable young people, this fantasy world of magic and mystery increasingly assumes a sense of reality, A child's fantasy world can come to displace the real world to such an extent that the two become virtually indistinguishable. When it has progressed that far, only prolonged and in-depth professional counseling can pull them out of it. Sometimes. In some board games, for example, a child's fantasy self may engage in unrestrained murder, arson, burglary, torture, vandalism, even rape. Total expression is given to one's impulses. The level of violence in such games usually runs high. Then, suddenly, tragically, some participants come to the point where they can't separate fiction from the real act. Yet many parents believe their child will be able to handle it. Other parents call heavy metal music, fantasy games, and occult interests a healthy outlet. This, despite the fact that in some cases these involvements have been shown to promote violent tendencies in the real world. For concerned parents, the obvious key is prevention. Interest in the occult can be nipped in the bud by early action. Parents have a weighty responsibility to direct their child's interests into wholesome and profitable channels, like the Home Shopping Channel, for instance. Parents must realize that children do not yet have the wisdom and experience to guide their own lives, to make fully informed choices. Children without strong training and moral values are especially at risk. But teens? Most young people will claim that playing a fantasy game, for example, would not lead them to become involved in crimes such as those described at the beginning of this article. They dismiss such actions as the aberrant behavior of a neurotic few who must have been severely mentally disordered to begin with. They, on the other hand, are in control of their lives. Yet, case studies reveal that serious involvement with the occult often begins with apparently normal children absorbed with the seemingly innocuous, such as fantasy board games and heavy metal music. And brothers and sisters, it grows from there. That's right, the grip tightens. Often very quickly. And I say to you, parents must be on guard, protective of the precious minds of their children. They must give serious thought to directing their children's interest into beneficial pursuits, activities such as athletics, interesting hobbies, or musical training. Nice music, not that bad stuff. Nice music. Henry Mancini, you know. Realize, too, that sometimes children are drawn to occult pursuits because parental involvement and attention are missing in their lives. They become involved in the occult to fill a void or to gain attention. Parents must honestly evaluate the degree of their close personal involvement with their children. You may write for our free illustrated brochure, The Plain Truth About Child Rearing, for valuable help and advice. Just don't ask us here at USB for the address. Beyond the dangers of developing personality disorders or mental illnesses through obsessive interest in the occult is a further serious consideration. The occult and supernatural must not be dismissed as mere superstition or as just another genre of literature. There is, in fact, a real world of spirits. Oh, yes, psychic investigators recognize that there are certain supernatural manifestations that are physically unexplainable, and these manifestations can be extremely dangerous. One source that addresses this topic in detail is the Bible. It is the most complete available reference book on the subject. The Bible reveals the existence of perverse spirit beings called demons who seek to seduce and ultimately destroy humanity. These spirits are led by Satan the devil, whom the Bible labels the Prince of Demons, Mark 3:22, Revised Standard Version. In this modern 20th century, of course, Satan has become a myth. Many today laugh at him as a cartoon figure in a red suit with horns and a pitchfork and a long, painted tail. But the real Satan, and his demonic cohorts are actively on the job. He has an IBM PC now. 40-meg hard drive. He's all caught up to the rest of us. And don't forget, demons often work in a very subtle fashion. They are shrewd, cunning, and sly. They are experts at making evil look good. They represent their teachings as wisdom and light. But the Bible labels the popular occult and supernatural pursuits of our modern age as works of darkness. And it admonishes us in Ephesians 5:11, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness." Your children need to understand this important admonition. Notice, too, this strategy for combating Satan in James 4:7. "Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Yes, Satan and his demons are beings of enormous power. But that power is limited. Satan can do only what God allows him to do, and what you allow him to do. If he is resisted, he will go elsewhere to find an easier mark. There are strong spiritual forces out there, and they are not to be toyed with. Listen to the warning of one self-proclaimed former witch. She cautions that people who dabble in the occult are joining with the forces of darkness, and one day they could find a stranger living in their body whom they don't want. This is serious business, and you need to know more. Understanding what's really going on behind the scenes in the spirit world is the first step in combating deception. Why not study all this in much more detail? Write for our free booklet, "Did God Create a Devil?" It will open your eyes to the reality of the spirit world and explain how to successfully combat the dangers. And there you have it. From Plain Truth, November-December issue. Everything you need to know about teen Satanism. If you want to know more about why rock music is driving most of you straight to hell, then stay tuned, because we're about to listen to part two of Words of Wisdom from... I always forget what his name is, and the name is only on the cassette, and it's in the machine. And I can't even read it because it's turned around on the other side, so... It's either Father Brothers or Brother Fathers or Pastor Father or Father Pastor. I don't know, something like that. We'll find out later after we play it. He's this guy from a place called Freedom Village in Lakemont, New York, so... Stand by to hear his words of wisdom. But before we go into him and the things that that we will all learn from him, before we go into your phone calls, which we'll take afterwards, I feel it's only right, only proper to pause for a little bit of music. Straight to hell. No local stops on this train.
for the stuff that I listened to when I was in college. And by the way, I'm going to tell you something. At Houghton College, we were allowed to listen to that filth, and I wish they hadn't allowed us. But I didn't know then that a lot of those songs had backward satanic messages in them. But you see, we tolerated the backward nasty, we tolerated the free sex, we tolerated the rebellion music, we tolerated the drug music, so now we're tolerating the kill music. We're tolerating the suicide music. We're tolerating the music pornography. You want to know why? Because we've got a whole bunch of perverts in Washington. You see, before some of these judges can make some rulings, they got to get the pornography out of their offices. Because, you see, they've been raised in this stuff as well. There's no way you're going to listen to that slop and that filth and not have it affect you. No way. It's impossible. Now, you take that message out, you take the Satanism message out, you take the rebellion message out, you take the premarital sex message out, you take the drug message out, you take the rebellion message out, you take the filth out, you ain't got anything left. There ain't nothing there. Because rock music has become consumed with that filth. Now, don't you miss this. My Bible says that we're to do all to the honor and glory of God, aren't we? Are we or aren't we? We are to do all to the honor and glory of God. Hey, young person. Adultery put him on the cross. Your dirty abortion put him on the cross. Your filthy mouth put him on the cross. Four-letter language put him on the cross. Cursing God put him on the cross. Homosexuality put him on the cross. How in God's dear name can you ever listen to anything with that message in there to the honor and glorification of God? Huh? Can you do that? How many of you think, Pastor, I can, yes, Pastor, I can listen to rock music with that filth in there. I don't care how much you think so-and-so's cute, he's a pervert.
Oh, I just think Twisted Sister's so cute, you need to get your mind flushed.
One of our girls years ago was asked, didn't she feel like she was getting brainwashed here? She said, boy, if you could have seen my brain when I got here, you'd have thought it needed washing. You need a holy enema in your brain.
I think he's so cute.
Some painted up little twerp with his teeth filed in... Brother Osborne or Brother Decker or Brother Adams are going to tomorrow go get their teeth filed and come in here and maybe you'll think they're cute.
I think he's so cute.
The kids who he's put in hell don't think he's cute. And you mark it down. You underline that. How many of you think, Pastor, I can listen to filth, premarital sex, rebellion, suicide, murder, I can listen to all of that, Satan messages, I can listen to blatant Satan worshipers saying about worshiping the devil and shouting at the devil and having sex with the devil. Yes, Pastor, I can listen to that, to the honor and glorification of God. How many of you think you can do that? You think you can? You do. You're a fool, young man. Now, there's no way in this world, no way in this world that you can please God and listen and feast on the things that put Jesus on the cross. Now, what did Paul say? Paul said in Romans 12, 1 and 2, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. God will never accept you with that filth in your life. Holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, and be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. There's no way. God is not going to say, gee, isn't that nice? Wow. I think that's so wonderful that you're listening to the same stuff that put my son on the cross. I think that's good. Yes, yes, you can do that to my honor and glorification. No way, son. No way, people. Not in this world. And someday you'll die and go to hell because you're trying to mix the world with the world of Christ. You can't do that. By the way, ladies, I have more respect or equal respect for young people who listen to rock music as I do women who sit home and watch soap operas. Because all you're doing is watching technicolor adultery and filth. And that's the same stuff that nailed Jesus to the cross. All right? The music, the beat of it, is wrong. Number two, the message that these people are pumping is wrong. All right? Number three, the musicians are wrong. First of all, let me tell you something. I don't care what they say. My Bible says, come out from amongst them and be separate and touch not the unclean thing. I have to say, well, Ozzy Osbourne's a Christian. Yeah, and you're looking at Mother Goose tonight, too, okay? Buddy, let me tell you something. Somebody who spews as much vile filth as these people do, don't insult Jesus Christ by saying they think they're Christians. By the way, there are a number of people who say, I'm a Christian and I love God, but they make their living by doing ungodly things and singing for the ungodly and enticing them to drink and all the rest of it. Folks, it's time to stand up and be counted. Now, I am no man's judge. I can't judge whether a person has ever trusted Christ as their personal Savior. But I tell you what, their fruits will give them away after a while. Now, when you are using vile four-letter language, when you are blaspheming God and cursing God and taking the Lord's name in vain, day in and day out, and when you are singing about every filthy, vile, stinking thing that put Jesus on the cross, friend, you're not Christian. Now, in the same token, you young people ought to have enough brains to take a look at their lives. I could tonight read you a list of well over 100 names of rock stars who have died because of their own sins. Janis Joplin died from a drug overdose, from a suicide attempt, and while she from trying to cut her own face off with a razor blade. Jimi Hendrix, boy, the king of rock and roll next to Elvis Presley. I mean, Jimi Hendrix is supposed to be some god to these people. He's dead, folks, and he's in hell. John Lennon once said the Beatles were more popular than Jesus Christ and that Jesus Christ was a stinking, rotten, dirty, blankety, blank, blank, blank. Boy, I mean, he just cussed him and cursed him out of blue streak. Hey, I got news for you. Mr. Lennon's dead.
Imagine.
news for you. Mr. Lennon's dead. And you will be too if you follow that crowd. Take a look at their sleazy lives. Boy George. Man, oh man, oh man, talk about something that's putrid. Sickening. God help us. I think he's so cute. You won't be when you and he are both in hell together. Young people, you listen to me. These people will lead you straight down the same path they're on, and that is straight to hell. I listened to Dee Snider in an interview one time, and I read it later, but it was interesting how he said, you know, I'm only going to be in this a little while. I'm going to make my money and retire. The only problem is, kids, they're going to make their money on you. Hey, when your life is in the sewer, you call Mr. Snider. You say, hey, Mr. Snider, I decided I wasn't going to take it anymore. And I told my parents to drop dead and go to hell. And I busted my mom in the mouth. I walked out the door and spit in my dad's face. I got into drugs and rebellion, and now I'm sitting in prison. Hey, Mr. Snider, I need some help. See if he'll take your call. See if Mr. Michael Jackson someday, when your life lays in a sewer somewhere, see if he gives a flip about you. Call Mr. David Lee Roth of Van Halen and tell him that you need somebody to help you. You got to spend $3,000 in a detox ward to get off your drugs. See if he'll pay it for you. You know what he's going to say? Fool! Sucker! Because you're just nothing but a dollar bill to those people. The musicians are wrong. Their lifestyles are wrong. The music is wrong. The message is wrong. And lastly, the mutation is wrong. The mutation is what it produces and what happens to you. How many of you young people were into drugs before you came here? How many of you would honestly now, not because I want you to say it, but how many of you would honestly tonight say, rock music was a big problem in my life? Hey, listen to me, kids. I thank God there's a place called Freedom Village. I thank God there's a staff that loves you and cares about you. And I thank God there's a place for you to come. What about all the other kids? What about the young people tonight that are wandering around this world with less than a brain because of the acid they've taken at the concerts? I sit here and I look at young people across this campus. Dave Sebring is a miracle. It's a miracle. Sam, you're a miracle. A lot of you guys are miracles. Julio tonight's lucky he's alive. I say lucky. He knows what I mean. Steve Bandu and Ricky and the rest of you guys, you ought to thank God every day you're alive, boy. What about the millions of other kids that are walking around this world and their brains have been damaged by drugs? And let me tell you something, young person. You are a 24-carat idiot if you believe you can take that stuff and not have it affect you. Alcohol and drugs destroy brain cells. I talk to police departments. I talk to other pastors. I talk to youth leaders. I talk to people all the time that work with young people. Rock music and drugs go hand in hand all the time. I wonder how many millions of young people's lives have been totally wiped out or sucked down the sewer by this filth. Interesting how the devil has just... I go back to this article. 3,600 rural Minnesota teens surveyed. The number one place they turn to help them cope is their music. And they don't realize it. Isn't it interesting? In Amos, I talked to you about that the other day, where it talks about the man that encountered the lion, and then he encountered the bear, and then he finally got into the house, and he put his hand up on the wall, and the serpent bit him. Those young people don't realize that which they are turning to is the serpent in their own lives. That music is going to be a serpent, and it's going to kill him. The mutation. I've got girls in this room who are trying to get over abortions, the mutations. Come on, sweetheart. Free sex, free love, nothing to it. Oh, yeah, there's a lot to it. There's a lot to it. It's called judgment. It's called the price that you pay. There's a young man right now in Buffalo on trial because he killed his whole family. Hey. Down here, all the way up through to his eyes, there's nothing there. They've tried to recreate him a mouth, but it's way back into the back end. His whole face is distorted. That young man will live the rest of his life like that. Why? Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. That's why. I don't like the mutation, Mr. Ozzy Osbourne, that your music produces. Hey, Pink Floyd. How many of you ever listened to Mr. Pink Floyd about his song, We Don't Need No Education? Yeah, you're living proof of it, aren't you? How about the other kids that never got here? How about the young people that listened to Mr. Floyd and said, that's right, I don't need no education. Hey, kids, can I tell you something? I hated school every day of my life. I never enjoyed school except for girls and sports, but I knew I needed it. I knew I needed it. How about all the other kids that have listened to Pink Floyd and now they're 20 and 18 and 19 and 21 years old out there? Can't find a job, living on the streets or living off of welfare and going to live a substandard life the rest of their life because they can't find decent employment to support their family and they live in a state of depression and problems. Ask Brother Decker, ask anybody who counsels how much effect that type of stuff has on you for a lifetime. I don't like what it produces. Go back with me to Exodus chapter 32, and we'll wrap it up. Verse 19, and it came to pass as soon as he came near unto the camp, he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed or burned, and he cast the tables out of his hand. Hey, I'll tell you something. Something had to upset that boy pretty good to throw down the hand-graven images of God. Do you notice that before that they made quite a mention of the fact that these were the tables of God, handwritten, written on both sides, handwritten by God Almighty? Why did they do that? They wanted you to know that there was some reason Moses threw those. And the reason was his anger waxed hot as he saw, notice, the calf and the dancing. Now, I want you to remember, we're still looking for these gods. Verse 8, they had made a calf, but it's referred to as these gods. What were these gods? He saw the calf. He saw the music. He saw the dancing. Moses' anger burned, and he cast the tables out of his hands and broke them beneath the mount. He took the calf which they had made and burned it in the fire and ground it to powder. And scattered it, or the word is distraught it, and scattered it in the water. And made the children of Israel drink of it. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the nature of God. I believe right now we're drinking of our own problems. You know what God said? And he said, I sought for a man to stand in the gap. But he said, I found none. Therefore have I recompensed back on them the error of their own ways. Go back and check in your mind. Romans chapter 1, what did he say? He said they'll receive the recompense of the error of their own ways. That's how God does things. You want to live like this? You want to have this filth? You want to have this garbage? You want to have these gods? God says, all right. Live with herpes. Live with AIDS. I saw an article the other day or a news story on today in the morning. 250,000 cases of AIDS by 1990. Your kids. What are you going to do about your kids, kids? Whatsoever you sow, you're going to reap. What about your kids? What are you going to do about herpes, young lady? That premarital sex ruins you for the rest of your life. That's what you get when you do it. I heard a young lady one time who'd had an abortion. She said, I don't understand it because we used protection. There's no protection when you violate God's laws. Those things in the drugstore don't mean anything when you violate God's law. Hey, I'll tell you what. We don't need contraceptive lines in our school. We need godly morality again in our school. God says, I'm going to ground it to powder. And God said, I made them drink it. America tonight is under the judgment of God because that's how God functions. The sexual revolution! 23 million little babies dead, herpes spreading like wildfire with millions of its victims. AIDS spreading like wildfire with no cure. And they won't find a cure, by the way. They won't find that cure. You want to know why? Because that's a judgment of God, that's why. God recompensing back the error of our own ways. Because thou hast forgotten my laws, I also will forget your children. But now tonight, kids at Freedom Village, we're talking about your children. What about your children, Brian? I'm talking about your children. I'm talking about your children, Patty. I'm talking about your children, Marilla. I'm talking about where your children are going to live. What kind of a life are they going to have, David? I want to know. That's why we're trying to teach you something. That's why we're trying to help you. That's why we want you to be a decent young lady. All right, maybe you messed up your life, but in God's name, get it straightened out and start living for God. For your children. And for your children, Phyllis. I can give you a prime example, Joe, why you ought to live right and get your life straightened out, because someday you're going to be a dad. It won't be funny when it's your children, because that's how God does it. Well, I hope the rapture comes by then. It probably won't. Not as long as people are getting saved. Not as long as things are happening. God's going to prolong. And if it does, that folks, that's no reason to live like a fool. I care the kind of world my son grows up in. I care the kind of world my daughter grows up in. I watch these little staff kids around here. I watched Brother Decker's little boy out there waddling around. Remembered when Jeremy did that. When I bought him a ski coat yesterday, size 12. Good night. The kid's 7 years old. Someday I'm going to say, son, can I borrow the car? I don't know he's going to be a 6'5 or whatever, but he's, man. But I care what kind of a world they grow up in. You kids need to care what kind of world your kids grow up in, too. Moses looked at these people. Verse 21, and Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people do unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? What was the sin? Don't forget, we've got the music now, the singing, the calf, the dancing. Aaron says, don't let your anger get hot. You know these people are set on mischief. Said unto me, verse 24, he said to them, whosoever hath any gold, he said, this is how we came about, this is how we did it. Notice verse 25. And when Moses saw that the people were naked, for Aaron had made them naked under their shame among their enemies. Let me ask you a question, huh? Maybe I'm old-fashioned. Maybe it's all this gray hair on my head. Rock music. And dancing. And nudity. You know what they said in Syracuse, New York, when they were going to have a concert up there recently? The police chief said, it's not the violence I worry about as much as the nudity. How many of you have been to concerts, rock concerts? How many of you saw nudity while you were there? Thank you. You know something? Oh, God knows a little bit about what he's talking about, doesn't he? See, you don't know this, but this is one of the first rock concerts in history right here. On the first. Sounded like war. It was a noise. It wasn't music, but it was them that singing. Sounded like mastery. Sounded like the whole nine yards. And when Moses got there and saw the dancing and the nudity. And Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, verse 26, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. He said unto them, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, put every man his sword by his side, and go in and out of the gate, from gate to gate throughout the camp, and slay every man his brother, and every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. The children of Levi did according to the word of the Lord, and there fell of the people that day about 3,000 men. Add to that the women, add to that the children. And Moses said, consecrate yourselves today to the Lord. Even every man upon his son and upon his brother, that he may bestow upon you a blessing this day. Rock music. Can you do what rock music suggests you do in the church? Absolutely not. Can you do it to the honor and glorification of God? Absolutely not. Why? Because the music and the beat of the music is wrong. And you know what I'm talking about. I don't have to educate you on that. You know, kids. The message, blatant filth. Garbage. Young people are killing themselves at a rapid rate. I believe much of it as a result of rock music. Our homes have been torn down. The walls of purity have been torn down. Morality in general has been put in the sewer because of rock music. It is the number one tool tonight being used of the devil. And if you let it work in your life and in your mind, my friend, you have given the devil a complete victory. And I don't care whether you call it gospel rock or Christian rock or country and western. If the message is against God, or the beat is against God, or the musicians refuse to come out from amongst them and be separate and touch not the unclean thing, or its mutation and what it produces in your life is not right with God, my friend, it's wrong. Bottom line. These gods. Let me ask you a question. Don't answer it with your hand up, but just answer it. Was Ozzy Osbourne, or was AC/DC, or Van Halen, or Pink Floyd, weren't these people gods to you? Huh? Come on now. These rock stars are gods in the minds of many kids. Matter of fact, when Moses referred to these gods, notice he talked about their attire or the lack thereof. Notice he talked about their dancing. I've had young people sit and boy, you talk about getting mad. Well, you mean to tell me I'm not going to be able to dance? That's my God! I've had young people, I'll never forget a boy that sat in my office years ago, long, flowing, blonde locks. He went to jail rather than come here because he wouldn't get his hair cut. And you know what he said? He said, this is my God. It's taken me years to get it like this. These gods. Rock music sets itself above the God so that the music becomes God, the musicians become God, the attire, there is an attire of rock music, isn't it? Hey, you know something? If you went to a rock concert tonight dressed in shirts and ties and dresses like you are, you'd look a little different, wouldn't you? You'd be a little strange, wouldn't you? Would you say that if you were going to go to a rock concert tonight that you'd know what you wanted to wear? Why? Because there's an attire of the rock world, isn't there? Which is a god to a lot of kids. Moses knew exactly what he was talking about. Rock music is a god. And it goes right back to God saying, thou shalt have no other gods before me. And the devil knows exactly what to do. I've watched kids move out of the house because their parents wouldn't let them listen to rock music. Threatened to kill their parents because they wouldn't let them listen to rock music. It's a god. It's the devil's music, young people. It cannot in any way, shape, or form honor and glorify God. And it will be your undoing if you don't get away from it. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Question is still the same tonight as it was back then. Verse 26 of Exodus 32, Moses stood in the gate and said, who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I care not a straw whether you used to listen to it or whether you still have it in your brain. I wonder how many of you'd say tonight, Pastor, rock music has its hooks into me. It's whether you still listen to it in your mind, or the lyrics still come back, whatever it is. But you'd say, Pastor, brothers, rock music still has its hooks in me. Would you slip up your hands? How many of you have never confessed the fact that you listened to that filth and that garbage? You've never said, Jesus, I'm sorry for listening to the filth. I'm going to confess it tonight. I realize rock music is wrong, and I am going to confess it. And God, I ask you to forgive me for ever listening to it. And I want it out of my life once and for all. And I want you to purify my mind. And dear Lord Jesus, I see it tonight for what rock music really is. I know it's filth, and I want it out of my life. Would you put up your hands all over the building? I'm going to have you stand right now. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Donna's going to play something. And I want you to come from all over this building. I want you to make that public tonight. I want you to come, and I want you to kneel at this old-fashioned altar. And I want you to say, Jesus, I ask you tonight to forgive me for ever listening to that filth and that garbage. You who raised your hand said, Pastor, it's still got its hooks in me. You need to come tonight and ask God to take it out of your mind and out of your heart. Get out here, get on your knees and say, God, get this. You'll never, young person, you will never amount to anything for God with rock music in your life. No way in this world. You can't do it. It's impossible. There's no way that you can listen to rock music and be right with God. Because it sings of everything that is against God, everything that is unholy, and it is the devil's way of just tearing your life to pieces. The devil's still got his hooks in you if you're listening to that stuff in your mind. Not until you confess it, and that means you see it the way God sees it, will you ever really get a victory over rock music. You need to see it like God sees it. See it as the filth and the junk that nailed his son to the cross. You need to come. Come on. God loves you. Christ died for you. He can forgive you for it. But you've got to come and say, Lord, take it out of my life. Those that listen to this message on tape, you've got to ask God to take it out of your life once and for all. You've got to confess it. Realize it for what it is. It is the biggest tool that the devil is using to keep his hooks into young people. He wants you singing his lyrics. He wants you glorifying these gods. Because he knows if he can get your mind glorifying those gods, you'll never be able to do anything really for him. I beg you tonight, come out from amongst them and be separate. And touch not the unclean thing. Get it out of your life once and for all. Realize it for what it is. It is sung by people who could care less about you. And it blasphemes one who gave his life for you. Get it out of your life once and for all. Rock music is public enemy number one of our teenagers. You need to come, you come. God bless you who have. Many have come. If you're still in the pews and you need to come, you come. Get it out of your life once and for all.
Oh, to hell with it. Our phone lines are now open. We've been listening to a lecture, dissertation, or what have you, What's Wrong with Rock Music, Part 2. We heard Part 1 a few weeks ago, and that was Pastor Fletcher A. Brothers. Pastor Fletcher A. Brothers we're listening to. We'd like to hear your comments, opinions, constructive criticism, and all that kind of thing. Give us a call at 632-6901. That's area code 516-632-6901. Is rock music dangerous? Is it satanic? Is this man dangerous and satanic? Are we dangerous and satanic? Let us know. 632-6901. Let's let Twisted Sister finish their little message here. You can't stop rock and roll. That number once again, 632-6901. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Hello, Mr. Corley.
Yes?
Phil.
Hello, can you speak a little louder? Your phone is not all that...
Oh, no, it's...
That's better.
An AT&T phone.
Oh, yeah, they're the worst. So, you listened to our lecture, hope it got through to you.
No, I didn't, I had the volume off.
You had the volume off the whole time?
Well, I was...
Typical.
But, frankly, you know, I'm disgusted by this theme. It's right near, you know, Thanksgiving. And what do? You talk about Satanism. I thought you were a non-proponent of shock radio. You're just trying to get some listeners here, huh, Mr. Corley?
You mean it's a certain time of year that's appropriate to talk about Satanism?
Well, it's very unpleasant hearing about this. You know, Dave Feed at WRCC, all week he's been talking about nice things about giving and charity. And what are you talking about?
Well, you know, I'd like to talk about nice things like that, but this guy, this reverend here, or pastor, whatever he is, seems to think it's more important and it's more dangerous when we listen to rock music, that we should devote more time to the dangers of rock music. I mean, I don't want to ignore what he's saying. Should we be ignoring what he's saying?
Well, you know, I just think you're out for ratings. You're trying to get some ratings. No glass station here, WSB.
Well, we are a non-commercial station. Ratings don't really... They don't do us a whole bunch of good, you know, because we don't...
You've got about, what, 20 listeners here, probably? About 10 people tuning in?
Well, if we do, I'll bet they're all going to call.
So I doubt it.
Well, let's hear from them. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Eric?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Adam.
Hello, how are you?
All right, I was just listening to this bozo.
This bozo. Are you talking about the...
the bozo.
The Pastor Fletcher A. Brothers.
Yeah, the bozo.
Okay. What did you think of what he had to say?
Oh, I think he has a right to say his opinion on it. I mean, he has a right to say that he doesn't like rock and roll on music, on the radio. He can say that, and he can say why he doesn't like it. But what I don't like is that he's telling everybody what to do, and he's resorting to putting everybody on a big guilt trip.
Uh-huh.
If they listen to John Lennon and Mr. Pink Floyd, as he says.
Yeah, that was good, wasn't it?
Yes, Bob Geldof is my hero.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Pink. Mm.
It was, I found it really offensive the way he was saying, well, John Lennon's dead now, as if that, you know, has any significance as to his music.
He was killed by a drug addict.
He was killed by an assassin.
And second of all, the guy is mortal. I mean, what do you want? Jesus died, didn't he? I don't see him walking around.
Yeah, and with that same logic, you could say, well, whatever Jesus said is total garbage because he's dead. You know, that's so stupid.
Yeah, he came back. Oh, yeah, and you have a tape recording from beyond the grave, like with Elvis, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And, like, he resorts to putting everybody on a guilt trip. Like, there's this guy, I think his name was Jonathan Edwards.
Uh-huh.
One of the people, like, from Plymouth Colony.
Uh-huh.
Like, in the early 1700s, not in the 1620s. And he was trying to revive this stuff, you know, like, you know the book, The Crucible?
Yeah.
But he was trying to revive that, like, 100 years later. And eventually, and he sounded just like this guy. And eventually everybody gave him the boot. He went to live with the Indians, and he got the smallpox, and he died.
I see.
And he says... that, oh yeah, God sends down diseases to kill the people that are evil.
Which is his definition of AIDS.
Yeah, I know, he says the homosexuals. Yeah, what about the people that have, what's it called again? Hemophiliacs.
Uh-huh.
Did they do some terrible deed to get it? It's like, yeah, hemophiliac. I was born a bleeder, so, you know, as my punishment, I'm going to die.
You know, what bothers me is, I don't know how many people were in that little congregation or whatever, but, I think
it was just like a soundtrack in the background.
It could very well, but there is a place called Freedom Village. It's in Lakemont, New York, wherever that is. It's zip 14857. That might give you a clue.
Maybe we can send, like, a tactical nuclear weapon there.
Well, that's what happens to our phones sometimes. But what I was wondering was, these people sitting in the audience, did any of them have any doubts, any feelings, you know, any desire to say, well, wait a minute, that's not quite fair. That's not really true. Now, the question I want to ask of the listeners here, if you were in such a setting, would you say something? Or would you just nod your head politely? See, the thing that bothers me is that we can look on this as a joke. We can look at it as something, you know, kind of odd and funny, but can't help but notice that it's popping up all over the place. It's popping up on the editorial page of real newspapers. And don't forget the PMRC, Parents Music Resource Center, wants to label records, thinks that satanic cults are a real problem among our young. Well, who started this Satan business anyway? Sounds like fundamentalist stuff to me. Give us a call, 632-6901. We want to hear what you have to say. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
My name's Mike. I wanted to say, you know, heavy metal, you know, people just use it for a scapegoat. There's, you know, really, it shouldn't be bad, you know, some heavy metal, you know, some, like, thrash music, you know, it's really hard, but, you know, it's some satanic, but it's not, it's used as a scapegoat, like, in suicides, you know, they use it, you're listening to heavy metal, that's the reason.
Uh-huh.
I don't think heavy metal's wrong, I don't think anything's wrong with it.
Well, you know, if you listen to this lecture, he didn't stop at heavy metal. He got John Lennon. He got, I don't know if you consider Pink Floyd heavy metal. They're not really.
No, it's just, you know, they're about real life things.
He said anything with a rock beat. He said the beat is wrong. The beat is wrong. The artists are wrong. And he did not stop with the heavy metal people or the hardcore people. Anything. And I assume that means when Kenny Rogers puts out a rock single or something, he's going to hell too.
Yeah, I don't believe him. I don't think he's right.
Uh-huh. Do you think a lot of people feel this way?
Yeah,
teenagers,
yeah,
even?
What?
Teenagers, parents?
Yeah, a lot of, yeah, I think so. There's, you know, it's just like, if the beat's like faster, it just sounds different, you know, it sounds more satanic.
Uh-huh. Have you seen any kind of attempt by teachers, parents, anybody to put a stop to rock music in any way?
Yeah, like in the newspapers and stuff, you know. My parents used to tell me not to listen to it because, like, all the people, you know, a lot of weirdos listen. You know, it's just a known thing, you know, people think satanic music's wrong and all that, or not even satanic music, just heavy metal.
Uh-huh. I see. Have you ever felt a desire to do something satanic based on a song you heard?
No.
I have yet to find anyone who says yes to that question. I'd like to know if it's possible even.
I think it's, you know, if you're doing satanic things, it's like in your own beliefs. You know, it doesn't have to do with music. If you want to do it, it's it doesn't have to do with music, kind of like.
Uh huh. So what do you think the real problem is? I mean, kids are taking drugs, they are killing themselves. Is there something we can point our finger at?
No, not really. It's just people, you know, people do their own things, what they want.
Uh-huh.
It doesn't have to do with anything.
Okay, thanks very much for calling.
All right, see you later.
632-6901, good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
USB song.
I hate it when computers call us. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Yeah, I think that Reverend Brothers is a complete disposo, so...
He's Pastor Fletcher A. Brothers, yes. Well, now, what did you disagree with?
Well, I disagree with his whole method of screaming at people and, like, saying you're stupid for listening to rock.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that business. And another point I'd like to make is that if they didn't have rock and roll to pick on, they wouldn't exist.
Uh-huh.
These religious institutions, fundamentalism would not even exist if it wasn't for, you know, these so-called satanic cults. Nobody would really care. Because the basis, you know, it was a story I read from Khalil Gibran, where it was like a conversation between the devil and a priest, and the whole idea behind the story was that without Satan there would be no God.
True.
Because, you know, just without that, people come to God because they're afraid of being condemned to hell. So,
do you think there's many people that would listen to this tape that we played and change their way of thinking based simply on this? Do you think this guy is convincing at all?
I think the only people who would be convinced are the people who are afraid of being condemned.
And do you know many people who aren't afraid of being condemned?
I can't say I don't. I can't say that I do. Many people who aren't afraid, but there are some people who, just like myself, I think the guy's completely nuts, but...
Uh-huh.
I mean...
But doesn't it sort of sit in your head a little bit, maybe the guy's right, maybe I am going to go to hell, maybe I should think about what I'm doing?
Yeah, I used to think that too, but I just decided, wait a minute, this, you know, what makes this guy any more smarter religiously than me?
Uh-huh.
So, you know, how does he know? He doesn't know. Nobody really knows.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you can take the Bible and distort it any way you want to. And, I mean, you can still come up with any answer you want. So, you have to base your religious choice on yourself, and what you think.
Okay, thank you very much for calling.
Okay.
And that's something we've touched upon last week, and I think it's very true. Religion is something that's only between you and whatever else is out there. You don't need people to tell you what is right and what is wrong, and you can say Pastor Fletcher A. Brothers, Jerry Falwell, Oral Roberts, and all you nuts out there, you're all crazy. I don't care. I don't care about you. And that doesn't do anything to condemn you. It doesn't say that you're being disrespectful of religion, because those people are not religion. Those people fancy themselves to be communicators of religion. But they're not religion themselves. They'd have you believe that. And if you disobey what they say, then you're going against whatever religion it is that you choose. Or you can just think about it in your own way and live whatever kind of life you feel is right. I think deep down within us, we kind of know when we're doing something right and doing something bad. We seem to have that built into us. I think that's probably enough to go on. What do you think? 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hi. I'm calling about your question. If I was in the audience, how I would... what I would have to say.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe this whole satanic stuff, I mean, you know, it's all according to, you know, who you are and how you live with your family and your basis and how you look at your life overall. I don't believe that the music has any effect on it. I mean, music now is amplified just for money in the pocket. I don't think, you know, if somebody was pounding something in your head calling you stupid for listening to something, I mean, would you listen to them?
Probably not.
Yeah, that's no way to communicate with somebody, by forcing them to do something. I mean, you know, people enjoy these rock groups, and there he is pounding at him, pounding on the head, telling him how bad they are, you know, not to listen to him. And these people, some people are out there, they worship these rock groups.
They think of them as gods, as he said.
Exactly, but I mean, you know, that's wrong to a point, but I mean, you know, smashing a kid, you know, knocking him down for liking this, you know, or listening to it, I don't believe that's... No.
You know, there was one part of this lecture that really got to me. I don't know if you heard it, but he described one kid that apparently had come to him and refused to cut his hair. And for that, he wouldn't let him in, and he had him sent to jail instead. Now imagine that, somebody who would not let someone in simply because they didn't want to cut their hair, and he would let him rot in jail rather than accept him as he is. He has to accept him as what he wants him to change into. And I think that's very... And he was proud of that, too. He was proud of the fact that he refused to accept this person who didn't cut his hair.
Well, I mean, now... now, like they said, I mean, you know, you're not Christian if you do this, and if you listen to this stuff and you believe it, and you're not of the Christian religion, you know, the stuff that hung Jesus Christ on the cross.
Uh-huh.
I mean, he's taking the religion and totally twisting it around into the way he wants everybody to believe it. It's his point of view, not everybody else's.
Uh-huh.
So, I believe, I mean, isn't this a free country that we can listen to what we want, and if we disobey the justice system, then we have to pay for it?
That's pretty much the way I understand it, and hopefully it'll stay that way for the next 4 years.
I hope so. I mean, I read that they might want to rate the record system now.
That's what the PMRC is pushing for, because too many records are making people do wild and crazy things, you know?
Yeah, well, how about the Dungeons and Dragons game, that big case that was about that kid who killed his mother and father, I think, or killed his mother and wounded his father?
Something like that, and he blamed it on Dungeons and Dragons.
Yeah, and that game almost went off the market, and I know a lot of people that play that game.
You see, many people, especially authority figures, have a lot of trouble with fantasy, because through fantasy you can do things that you obviously can't do in reality. And it just makes people uncomfortable to see others using their imagination and imagining things as they could be and not as they are. Obviously, this gets distorted sometimes. You get people, you know, going completely bonkers.
Yeah.
But it's also disturbing for the normal people who just are encouraged to use their brains a little bit and realize that there's more to life than you know, black and white.
Well, don't you think that the people who take these games or music too far, don't you think that they have other social problems or problems with at home or any other?
Obviously, they have some kind of problem if they're letting a game or a record dictate their lives, and I think the people that let folks like Pastor Brothers dictate their lives have pretty much the same problem. In other words, he's really doing the same thing that he's accusing rock music of doing. He's, you know, saying something and expecting everyone to just follow. And anyone who doesn't follow, he threatens with the ultimate threat. You're going to hell, and you're going to rot there forever with Boy George and all those other people. I mean, come on, that's got to make an impression on someone.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's up to us now.
It's up to us, exactly. Thanks for calling.
Okay, thank you.
I think the key is not to just sit idly by, but to react. If you hear someone talking and you disagree with what they have to say, make it clear and make sure you understand why. We're not feeding you the answers here. We're just encouraging you to do some thinking. Not let anyone, whether it's Mr. Pink Floyd or Mr. Fletcher Brothers, don't let them tell you what to do. 632-6901, area code 516. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Hi, Eric, it's Bill.
Hi, Bill, it's Eric.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Not bad. Listen, Eric, I just want to do one thing. Somebody mentioned this whole rigmarole over correlations between heavy metal usage and suicide. First, I don't know that that's true. I've never seen such studies. There may be isolated case studies, but that's that. But secondly, even if there is, which I doubt, a correlation doesn't necessarily indicate a causation. There's no suggestion that had these people not been listening to rock music, they wouldn't have committed suicide.
That's very hard to prove something like that, but I mean, it does.
Yeah, that's the point. Well, the point is that nobody points this out because nobody wants it to be disproved.
Well, it would be very inconvenient if it was disproved.
No, inconvenient is a good word, Eric. Inconvenient is a good word.
Yeah. Well, that's what all this is about, inconvenience.
Because
people who question this just pose inconveniences to people that know all the answers, like Pastor Brothers does. Boy, did you listen to the whole lecture?
No, I was doing my laundry. I came up for the end of it, though.
Uh-huh. And how did it strike you?
Well, I thought I missed a proof somewhere. It just didn't... it didn't make sense. This is, I think, building on a theory that a theologian I know has, that fundamentalism isn't Christian. I mean, fundamentalism is fundamentalism, and Christianity is Christianity, and never the twain shall meet.
Uh-huh. That sounds good to me, and fundamentalism does seem to be rising. I've never seen so much fundamentalism in so many different ways, printed, on the radio, on TV, you know, satellite networks all over the place.
Yeah, I think it's just an employment of the technologies. I don't know if the actual population or popularity has changed. that might be an interesting thing to investigate.
Well, we'll look into it some more. Thanks very much for calling.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, 632-6901. And in Echo, that translates to 632-6901. Said some people can be intimidated by a voice like that, so get up and dial your phone or we'll come and get you. Yes, I like doing things like that. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl.
632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi. I just wanted to say, am I on the air?
Is that all you wanted to say? Yes, you are on the air.
Oh, all right. I just want to know. I want to say hi to a couple of friends, if that's all right.
Go ahead.
All right. Jennifer Zito and Kim.
Okay.
All right.
Is that all you wanted to say?
I'm on the air. They don't believe me. I don't believe this. Wait, I want to say...
Turn up the radio. Can you turn up your radio?
All right.
Is it up?
Oh?
Yes, he's on the air. Believe him, okay?
Joe and Kim. Yes. Right? All right, bye.
Wow, that I guess we made his night. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage. Oh, that person lost their nerve at the last minute. Good evening, you're on Brain Damage.
Oh, I'd like to order a large cheese pizza, please.
Okay, let me transfer you to psychiatric ward. There, they're gone. Okay, 632-6901, and our phone number is, of course, 632-6901, area code 516. We're talking about rock music, fundamentalism, and Pastor Fletcher Brothers, who can be reached, actually, if you call, what was that number again, an 800 toll-free number? Let me see if I can, let me see if I can do this. I'm going to try calling him. See if he's in. I kind of doubt it. I mean, tomorrow's Sunday. He probably plays golf or something. And you're welcome to give us a call at 632-6901. Here we go. Excuse me. Well, I guess they're not going to answer their phone. I thought they would be staffing that place around the clock. But it's called Freedom Village, USA. They're in Lakemont, New York. And if you want their 800 number, you just dial 800-VICTORY. Yeah, they got a good number there. 800-VICTORY. And you'll get something out of it. Probably more than we got. If you want a free copy of that tape, they'll be more than happy to send it to you. And I'm told there's a new tape out, and that might be very well be worth picking up. I'll try to get a copy of it and play it in future weeks. In the meantime, give us a call, 632-6901. I guess the next thing to ask is where do we go from here? What should our response be? Do we ignore these people? Do we debate them? Do we try to talk to parents and teachers and PMRC people and reason with them? What would you do? What's the answer? Is there a problem? Is rock music in danger? If you've had any kind of experience that you think might lead us to believe that censorship is on the way, or records might be taken off the shelves or not played on the radio because some folks are concerned about satanic messages, anti-religious messages, that kind of thing. Give us a call. We'd like to hear your comments, experiences, predictions, that kind of thing. Area code 516-632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Oh, with the anchovies and olives.
We got it the first time. 10 minutes. So we have to tell everybody. 632-6901.
Nigger.
That tells you something, doesn't it? The youth of today. 632-6901. Did rock music cause that? Doubtful. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hi.
Hello.
Jim.
We're not at Andrews.
Are we on the air?
You're on air, all right, yes.
We're on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
You mean we're walking on air?
He's a god. I've always wanted to be. I always admired that dude.
I see. Now, what are you folks doing tonight?
What are we doing?
Yes, besides talking on the air.
We're not at Andrew's house.
Well,
that's what we're not doing.
We're standing up.
Her hair is standing up, too.
That's really something.
Must I? I'm like one of my points.
What are you doing?
I'm talking on the radio, too. I'm taking all kinds of phone calls.
Well, you got ours.
I certainly did. I'm going to remember this for the rest of my life.
The best.
Well, that's one word for it.
What?
That's a word for it, all right.
All right.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks very much for calling and sharing that with us.
Bye.
Goodbye. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Oh, wow. Am I on the air or up there?
You're on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, God, hard to get a hold of your program and all the people calling.
Our lines are tied right up, you know.
Oh, very good for you, then.
Yeah, religion is a hot topic, religion and rock music, you know.
Oh, well, good. You don't have to worry about the Mary Ann Divine Objectivity Award.
No, I'm not familiar with that, but do you have any comments or opinions?
Well, well, he's foolish. You're okay. And you can say anything you want, I guess, when you're in front of the radio or any mass outlet.
I'm not sure I understand.
Well, what I'm saying is the guy is foolish.
The guy is foolish?
And you're okay. You have a fairly open form, as it were.
Uh-huh. And
naturally, you get the the sort of people that listen as you listen, and you can't approach the people that you really would want to talk to because, you know, they're out there going to those church sermons constantly.
Uh-huh.
But nonetheless, still, you know, it's good what you do.
Well, I'm not sure if you can hear me. It sounds like you're in a very loud place. Can you hear me?
Trying to get you. I've been driving my car, and I've been going from phone to phone trying to get you in between breaks.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm in a bar.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
I apologize for that, sir.
Well, can...
But, I've been trying to get a hold of you.
Can you hear me?
That's why I met you on your show.
Uh-huh. Well, it's nice of you to call. Can you hear me?
Very well.
Okay. Do you have any other comments on this preacher here?
Yes, tell him to live it or live with it.
Well, that's good advice.
How's that?
That's just fine. Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you very much.
Okay.
Ciao.
632-6901. Persons calling from loud bars and racing around highways finding payphones. That's dedication. That's the kind of thing I like to see. 632-6901, good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Good evening.
Good evening. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
I think satanic music caused those girls to act like that.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing myself. Have you had experience with satanic music, sir? No. That's interesting. Somehow that phone hung up and it's ringing again already. It's amazing. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Yes, I do. I think the censorship is bullshit, Andrew.
Good evening, you're on Brain Damage. Talents of people that call just never ceases to amaze me. 632-6901, area code 516. And we, of course, also looked at the Plain Truth article before on Satanism, teen Satanism. People murdering their parents, killing themselves, all in the name of Satan. Makes you think. I'd also like to know if there's any other tapes like this around, any other preachers, ministers, what have you, going around saying this kind of thing. And not only about rock music, you see, it doesn't just stop there. It could be about books, could be about the quote-unquote liberal media. It could encompass jazz, it could even encompass classical music. Who knows? And I'm sure if we look back in history, we'll find all kinds of examples of things that were blacklisted because they were satanic. Now, if anyone has any parallels, I think that's what we can learn the most. Because once you say something is evil, and if you partake in it, you're going to go straight to hell. Kind of has an effect on a few people, doesn't it? Or maybe some of us can stand up and say, you're full of it. We're not going to hell for doing this. But you have to have, you know, a sense of self-confidence to be able to say that in the first place. Now, if you don't have that sense of self-confidence, you're going to listen to this person with the strong voice and the impassioned way of speaking. And you're going to say, well, that guy's got his head together. Who am I to disagree with him? I don't have my head together. He's confident. I'm going to follow him. So in effect, you're not following God, you're not following your religion, you're following this one person. You know, this is the anniversary of the mass suicides at Guyana, Jim Jones. All of those people thought they were following the right person. Were they or weren't they? It's impossible to tell. And there are so many different religions, so many different people with their own interpretation of what you should do and what you should not do. Now, the other question that I guess we should address is why? Why is this guy so concerned about rock music? Why is it a threat? I mean, people aren't going around slashing their wrists listening to Beatles songs, but he thinks everything with a rock beat is evil and must be stopped. Now, how does such a way of thinking develop? That's what I'd like to know. 632-6901. Wow, every line is lit. Even some lines that aren't supposed to be lit are lit. That's amazing. So if you get a busy signal, just keep trying. Because we'll try to get everybody on. 632-6901, area code 516. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Oh, yeah, that pastor guy's a joke. He should turn his radio down about in the 89 area on Saturday nights and just chill out to that music.
Which music is that?
Really hard. Heavy metal.
Uh-huh. There's a religious station down there, too, so you should be careful.
All right.
Okay, thanks for letting us know. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Yes, Brain Damage. Good morning. How you doing?
Okay, it's actually still evening here, but...
Yeah, I'm a late night goer, so usually I'm just getting up and starting to come alive right now, you know?
Uh-huh.
So, so what kind of topics you talking about tonight?
We're talking about religion. We just played a lecture by Pastor Fletcher Brothers, who says that all rock music is evil, and we're all going to go to hell if we keep listening to it.
He's got a little bit of a problem, doesn't he?
Well, maybe he does. Maybe we do. What do you think?
Oh, I guess I got some brain damage myself, but not perfect, right?
Uh-huh. Do you listen to rock music?
Well, I'm into the skinhead movement, so I guess I'm pretty well damaged.
I think you know, you're just what he's talking about, you know?
To each his own. Everybody's got their different views and opinions, and not all of us are white power, but what are you going to do about it?
Uh-huh.
Well, what's your opinion?
I guess I kind of agree with that. We all have our own way of dealing with things, and we all have our own different music that we listen to.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, some people just can't live without it. You know, you had the Beatles era. You had the 50s rock and roll, which my parents think is, at the time, was a naughty thing to do, and smoking and making out with your girlfriend. And now, you know, you got people running around like, Satan, the devil, what are you going to do?
Yeah, do you think rock music causes people to worship Satan at all?
Well, I think most of the people, it's got to do with the person inside of his head. If you're not normal and you want to do what you want to do and you want to follow people, you're going to screw up. You've got to believe in yourself and what you want to do.
What's the best way to do that?
My theory is just be myself, you know, not try to amuse others, and I am who I am. If they ain't, you know, fuck them.
Okay, thanks for calling. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hi, it's me again. I was wondering, I mean, you asked people to call in and ask their opinions of it. I was wondering what your opinion is on the whole topic overall. What do you believe that does rock music, I mean, of course, you believe that rock music doesn't, you know, cause people to believe in Satan, but I mean,
What's your own personal view?
I think basically what we have here, we find ourselves on a planet with God knows how many billion people now, all of us with slightly different interests, and some of us with radically different interests. Now, you know, the teenagers of Long Island are interested in many, many different things. It's impossible to put a label and say that this is evil, this is going to cause a problem, because, you know, you don't understand what you're talking about. There is no way you can understand what these other people are experiencing. Everybody is experiencing life in a different way. So for you to pass judgment on the way other people lead their lives is hypocritical, and it's impossible, too. Now, even after we go through all the rock music and all the jazz and every other kind of music there is in this country, that's just our country. There's so many other things. What about all the Muslims and Hebrews and Sunni Muslims and Hindus and all that kind of thing, you know? What about all those people? Are they all going to go to hell because they're not worshiping the right God and doing the right religion? You know, it's there's just so many different factors at work here. It's impossible to have a blanket rule, and that's what I find most offensive about these preacher people. They seem to have it all figured out, and they've got the right way, you know. Of course, every religion has that to a degree.
But have you ever noticed that they never had a teenager actually speak their piece on it? That one of those tapes? Or...
Well, I'm sure they could get... It sounded like they had some brainwashed people in the audience. I'm sure they could have gotten someone to stand up there and say, my life was almost ruined by rock and roll. I've heard people say that.
Yeah, well, how much did they pay him?
It's probably, you know, shelter or something like that. It's possible to get people to say anything. That's what you have to realize. Any kind of movement, people could say potatoes are the tool of Satan. And you could get people to stand up on stage and say that, and you could have people come to your lectures and applaud. You know, but what it boils down to is you're one person. And as far as you know, you're the only person that even exists. Everything else could just be your imagination. So you have to take it all and figure it out for yourself. And as long as you don't go around killing people and setting fire to things and doing nasty things, I don't think you're going to go to hell. You know, I really don't.
Well, don't you think you've also anything for money?
I'm sorry, can you turn on your radio? You're echoing a bit.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Do you believe it's like anything for money, that these people write these songs just, you know, to put money in their pocket, like they don't care about anybody else?
Oh, there's a lot of that going around, but there's also a lot of that going around in the religious world, too. I think everything has turned into a business. Religion, music, art.
Olympics.
Olympics is disgusting. The whole mess is disgusting. But if you think about it and try to put it all into context yourself and not listen to what any one person says, then, you know, you'll survive. You'll have your individuality intact.
Okay, thanks very much.
That's my opinion. Thanks for calling.
All right, bye.
I just like to go off on a tangent every now and then. 632-6901, good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Nazi asshole. Schmuck.
I didn't hang up on you this time. I never know how to deal with that. 632-6901, good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
Good. I was just, like, wondering what you were talking about, because I don't really understand one word you were saying.
Okay. Well, what did it sound like I was saying?
Sounds like you're putting down almost everything that I believe in.
Okay. Well, I don't want to put down everything. Basically, what we've done over the last couple of hours is we've played a sermon by Pastor Fletcher A. Brothers, who is convinced that anything that has a rock beat is evil, and anyone who listens to such music will go straight to hell. He went on about it for a long time. He talked about the great damage that people like Pink Floyd and John Lennon have done to teenagers today, and the only hope for teenagers today is to immediately stop listening to that and embrace God. That's pretty much what we've been discussing tonight. Now, what's your opinion on it?
I think you're wrong.
Okay, tell me how I'm wrong.
I don't know, I don't believe you, and I don't know.
Well, do you think he's right?
And who's this?
The father, the pastor brothers, the...
Wait, why do you think he's right?
No, why do you think he's right? I don't think he's right. I think that's pretty obvious. I don't think he's right, but... All right, let me ask you this. Simple question. Does rock music encourage people to worship the devil? Yes or no?
No.
No?
No.
Then we agree with each other.
Oh, we do?
Yeah.
I didn't understand what you're talking about, really.
well, you could ask me a direct question, and I could try to help you.
Oh, I didn't think... I thought you were against it.
Against what?
Rock music.
No, not at all. No, I said that rock music is being treated like a business. Yes, a lot of people just put out songs and just think about the money they're making, and rock music, like all other kinds of music, has kind of moved away from being an art and more like being a business. But that's just my opinion about the industry in general.
Oh, all right.
But there's nothing wrong with rock music. There's nothing wrong with any kind of music or any kind of lyrics. It's just, you know, what you do as a person.
I understand.
Okay. Glad I got through to you. 632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Hello?
Yes. Are you there?
Yes. Why are you so obsessed with this guy?
Why am I obsessed with him? Well, I just gave him the show tonight just so that we could listen to what he had to say. I'm not obsessed with him. I think he's kind of funny.
Well, he doesn't deserve the airtime.
The thing is, though, he's not the only one. He represents a large group of fundamentalist preachers who are gaining popularity. And if you look around, you'll see more of it. And that's pretty much, you know, he's the only tape I have right now. But that's the subject that we're addressing tonight.
But to take it out on rock and roll or something is ridiculous.
Uh-huh. Well, why do you think he wants to do that? Why is rock and roll always
the... paying attention to the really, like, the serious people, like Anton LaVey's church and the Crowleyites, you know, people who are hardcore into this stuff, not like kids in heavy metal, because they're not really, you know what they're doing. You know, the Satanic Church is very big in this country.
The Satanic Church is big?
Yes.
Is that because of rock music?
No, that has nothing to do with rock music.
Uh-huh. Well,
you know about Anton LaVey and his group in San Francisco?
Tell us.
Well, he had a lot of prominent people in the 60s were involved in it, and celebrities too. And something happened to, well, that was involved with the whole Polanski thing and Manson.
Okay.
And those, I'm just getting to the point, is those are the, like, serious people, and they're going after heavy metal. It's ridiculous. It's a joke.
Now, do you think that the quote-unquote serious satanic people, do you think they're a threat to anyone?
Well, there's no documentation to, but it's been said that a number of, you know, how many missing children we have in this country, and some women have come up and said that they've been impregnated just for sacrifices.
I see.
I mean, Geraldo Rivera did a thing on it, but sort of shocked out on it, but... there's no documentation to the fact, but I'm sure there has been a couple of sacrifices.
Human sacrifices?
Yeah.
Well,
You know the statistics for missing children in this country. It's pretty incredible.
What are the statistics?
I don't have them at hand.
Well, I mean, no, in general, what are the statistics?
They're very high. There's a lot of...
Well, now,
most of them have to do with, you know, family, you know, divorces and everything.
That's exactly it. Well, most of the missing children have been taken by other family members.
Yeah, but there is a small minority that are just, you know, taken from different groups, and one of them probably being the forefront is the satanic, sacrifice.
Well, that's the first time I've heard about this.
Really?
I'd like to know more about it, if satanic people are stealing children.
Well, look at the power of the Crowleyites. His neo-Templar cult flourished in Los Angeles, and two of his most ardent followers were Jack Parsons, who was a propulsion engineer, and he founded the Jet Propulsion Laboratory, and L. Ron Hubbard, who went on, of course, to found Dianetics and Scientology.
Yeah.
Not very well. These facts are not very well publicized, but I mean, you know, the Jet Propulsion Laboratory is like a heavy thing. A lot of research and scientific research goes on there.
That's true.
And one of the founders of it was a heavy Crowleyite.
So, do you think that has implications for our nation's defense?
Probably not now, but well, when you think about the Pentagon, you think about pentagrams, right? There's something there, I think, in that.
Interesting. Well, okay, now, what action, if any, can be taken if there is some kind of a threat? What would you take? What would you do?
Well, first of all, I think there's something there. I think these people do have some kind of power. You know, I wouldn't mess around with... personally, well, Aleister Crowley's dead, but I think the guy definitely had something.
What makes you think that?
Well, if you read accounts of the goings-on, and you know, he had this presence, and he definitely knew his subject matter.
Okay, that doesn't really give you power. If
he was
don't.
More of a black musician, though. And more, not really a Satanist, but definitely into the black magic.
Okay.
And he still has a big following in this, all over the world, I would say.
Now, if somehow it was...
You know what I'm saying? The preachers, these preachers that you had on, I mean, they're going after the wrong the wrong people.
Well, they're saying that the rock music is being used as a tool by those people to reach,
you know,
teenagers.
It's, you know, for these heavy metal bands, it's just like an act. They're not. I don't think they're serious.
Do you think there's any musician around? And it would be a good thing for the Satanists to have is a musician on their side. Do you think there's anyone there that actually has that power?
Maybe Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Page. There you go.
Well, he lives in Aleister Crowley's old mansion.
Uh-huh.
And he's heavily into the occult.
Well, I'm sure Jimmy Page's popularity is about to swell in our listening area. Everyone's going to run for their albums now.
Well, but, I mean, there are cases of their albums when you're playing backwards, so...
Uh-huh.
It's no doubt about it.
I wonder how that was discovered by the fundamentalists, that if you play it backwards, you get satanic.
I don't think they discovered it.
It was just passed on to them by somebody else?
DJ... Uh-huh. Somewhere in the world, just stumbled onto it.
Yeah, we're playing all our records backwards now to see if there's any messages hidden in them. So far, we haven't found anything.
Well, what's going to happen? Everyone's converting to CDs. I don't think you play CDs back.
No, but that's a good thing to invent. If anyone out there is inventing things, invent a CD that can be, or a CD player that can play in reverse. I mean, I'm sure it's possible. I'm sure it's possible because it's digital. You just turn the thing around and. Shouldn't
well,
be hard at all. Just a button that says reverse. Have all the satanic messages you need, you know? So, anyway, thanks very much for calling.
Sure.
Interesting points that caller brought up. The real Satanists, the real devil worshippers of this country, and not the rock musicians. Well, I don't know. I don't know if there's a threat from any of those kind of people right now. Maybe future events... will prove me wrong or right. 632-6901. We only have time for a couple more calls. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Yeah. What are these Jesus freaks' problems?
I think their problems are rock music. What I'm trying to figure out is why is rock music such a problem to them? And why is just about anything else that, you know, inspires people to live a little bit such a down thing? I don't know. What's your opinion?
I don't know. I think they're just trying to brainwash people.
For what purpose?
I don't know. To turn into, like, Jesus freaks.
What do you think a country of Jesus freaks would be like? You know? I'm wondering, if they're very successful and they get everybody to do just what they want, then what? What happens?
I don't know.
That's worth thinking about. All right. Thanks for calling.
Yes, see you later.
632-6901. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage. Oh, dear. They hung up. They hung up without making any noise, either. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
For peace.
I knew they weren't going to say something nice. Good evening. You're on Brain Damage.
Yeah, is Nick Capozzi there, please?
Well, that's an interesting question. Nick Capozzi is the next DJ, and he will be on the air in 2 minutes. So I'm going to just put that person on hold. And actually, I'm sorry. Bill Capozzi is going to be. Maybe Nick Capozzi is going to be here, too. They're the Capozzi brothers. They sometimes alternate. Sometimes they're here at the same time. But in any event, it's getting close to the time when we have to leave. We meaning the people with Brain Damage. But we'll be back again next week. I promise we won't talk about satanic cults. We'll talk about something else. Something equally controversial and demented. Brain Damage every Saturday night from 10 to 12 here on... 90.1 FM, WUSB in Stony Brook. Eric Corley with you. Be back again next week. Stay tuned for The Brothers here on Long Island's first station of the 90s.